Some new executive orders on the way from the White House could mean big changes for financial regulation. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccia. We're expecting another batch of instructions from the White House to federal agencies today. According to White House officials, President Trump will sign orders and two memos dealing with taxes and financial regulations. I'm joined live here by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Let's start with taxes. What's the plan?
The president is supposed to sign an order telling the Treasury Department to review tax regulations for unnecessary burdens, specifically focusing on regulations passed the last year that President Obama was in office, 2016. That's important because that's when the Obama administration passed some rules limiting so-called corporate inversions. That's where big multinational companies were incorporating or moving profits to other countries to lower their tax bill. We've covered that a lot here on Marketplace, and the Trump administration wants to review that rule.
And these two memos today, they're targeting rules and regulations related to Dodd-Frank, the post-financial crisis reforms?
Right. The president wants Treasury to review rules that cover, one, how to wind down big banks during a crisis, and whether this idea of putting systemically important companies, even ones that aren't banks, under Federal Reserve oversight. Remember during the crisis how big insurance companies turned out to be really critical to the financial system, and the Trump administration has made pretty clear they're skeptical of these kinds of regulations.
Now, right after his inauguration, President Trump told the Treasury Department to review tax and financial regulations top to bottom. Why these today?
So it's relatively common for presidents to make a big deal of these kinds of orders. And keep in mind, President Trump is coming up on his first 100 days in office. He's been struggling to move his agenda through Congress. And these types of announcements can be a way to signal to supporters that he's still working on the issues he promised during the campaign.
Kimberly, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down by a little less than a 0.1%. Stock index futures in the U.S. are mixed. The Dow future is down 3 points. The Nasdaq future up 7 points, 0.1%. German police have arrested a 28-year-old man in connection with explosions last week targeting a bus of a German soccer team. Two people were hurt in that. Authorities now say today the incident has no extremist connections. The man was a financial speculator who allegedly set himself up to profit if the team's stock went down. Borussia Dortmund is a publicly traded team. Question for you. What is the R&D budget for the Department of Defense? $71 billion, billion. Now, what's the research and development budget for the Department of Labor? Just $4 million, M, not B. I've been exploring policy ideas to help humans adapt to a workforce that increasingly includes automation, algorithms, robots. Here's one idea that stopped me in my tracks as I was reporting my Robot Proof Jobs series.
There's not a group at the Department of Labor who's saying, how could we take advances in artificial intelligence and figure out how that would be used to reduce the time for a non-college educated worker to gain a skill that is a ticket to the middle class?
Thomas Khalil was until this year Deputy Director for Technology and Innovation of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. He wants to know why the government isn't working more with the brightest minds and the brightest companies to invest massively in new ways to help people jump onto this high-tech jobs bandwagon. I asked Khalil, who is now entrepreneur in residence at UC Berkeley, for an example. Listen to this story. About 10 years ago, the U.S. Navy was desperate to upgrade its training.
The problem that they were trying to solve is, could they reduce the time required for new Navy recruits to become an expert in a technical subject and reduce that time from years to months?
They needed a lot of people to learn how to do information technology systems administration, you know, to avoid computer screens going blue, then black while out to sea or in a submarine. So the Navy got the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency to look into this. DARPA, those are the folks who invented the internet. What DARPA did was study the relationship between mentor and student.
A one-on-one tutor situation, you know, if everyone had their own Socrates or their own Aristotle.
One-to-one, person-to-person works, but let's face it, it doesn't scale very well. So DARPA starts modeling the best tutor-to-novice interactions, and a private contractor in Silicon Valley, a firm called Acuitas, comes up with a screen-based artificial intelligence system to supplement human instructors.
They can figure out how to keep you on the knife edge between you being bored because the problem is too easy and you being frustrated because the material is too hard.
Not only that, but the computer also figured out a way to help students when they got stuck with just the minimum hint necessary for them to figure it out themselves. They started evaluating the program. It got a pretty military-sounding name, Education Dominance, and
what they discovered was that after 4 or 5 months, these new Navy recruits were outperforming people who had been with the Navy for 7 to 10 years.
The results were dramatic. Khalil's broader point is that maybe there's a way to apply advances in science and technology to lift more people into better jobs.
We've never said, hey, you should have a research arm that could do for economic and social mobility what DARPA does for the military or what NIH does for biomedical research.
Thomas Khalil was at the White House Office of Science and Technology in the last administration. Now, we know technology is disruptive, but over time, more and better jobs resulted. Yet, multiple experts are saying now may be different given the wild pace of innovation. There's news today. Tesla's Elon Musk is starting a company to merge the human brain with computers. The weekend is a fine time for our podcast series about how humans can adapt with all the machines getting hired. All three parts of Robot Proof Jobs are in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed now. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Digital producer Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. I'm David Brancaccio from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.